Exclusive: GOP Senate candidate Sam Brown touts economic vision in two ads, and tip tax, lower housing costs. By Nick Gilbertson on September 13, 2024. Nevada Republican Senate candidate Sam Brown's campaign is out with two advertisements, first shared with Breitbart News ahead of the release, detailing his economic plan to address the hardships of the Biden-Harris economy. The ads come out as former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Nevada Friday at 7 p.m. PT. The first advertisement, Sam's Plan, features a restaurant owner, a dog groomer, and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran talking about the struggles of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's economy. Politicians keep saying how they're going to help, but nothing's happening, prices keep going up, says Tiara, a dog groomer. I can't even provide for my family, and that hurts, Louie, a veteran, states. Sam Brown, a highly decorated retired U.S. Army captain who endured a near-life-ending bombing that forced him off the battlefield in Afghanistan, then comes into frame to detail four prongs of his economic plan. Look, we need a plan that restores dignity to the American worker, he says. I'll make housing more affordable. We must lower the prices on essentials like our food, fuel, and medications, and taxes on tips, and eliminate the taxes on our Social Security benefits. The end of the ad displays the web address to Brown's economic plan, listed on his website, with an approach for each policy vision. The video will be broadcast in Las Vegas and Reno and statewide via satellite. The second ad, Luchar Por Nosotros, is in Spanish and features a restaurant owner, Liz. She blasts D.C. Democrats and emphasizes that she sees less reward despite working much harder in the Biden-Harris economy. The only thing Democrats in D.C. care about is themselves. I'm working a lot more and seeing less results, she says when translated to English. We need a senator who will fight for us. I know Sam Brown would eliminate the tip tax. He is going to fight for us by lowering the prices of gasoline, food and taxes in Nevada. The ad will run on Spanish broadcast in Nevada and Spanish digital statewide. Brown's plan goes into deeper detail on his website's economic plan page than the 30-second ads allow. Regarding affordable housing, Brown will tackle regulations and high costs and work to get the release of federal lands in Nevada as the U.S. government owns 85% of the state's lands, according to his platform. Brown's page states that it is not a priority for his opponent, Senator Jackie Rosen, DMV, who has been caught on record saying she doesn't believe Nevada can manage its own lands, to fight for the release of federal lands, but it will be one for him. I'll get to work releasing federal lands back to Nevada on a regular and reliable timetable. I'll work to cut burdensome regulations that slow down and sometimes even stop housing development projects. And I'll work to secure America's energy future, to lower the costs of building materials so more homes can be built at cheaper costs. The second part of Brown's plan, lowering costs, entails ending reckless spending in Washington. He points to the Bidenomics legislation Rosen supported, which drove inflation, as an example. He also has a vision to lower taxes on everyday goods like food, gas, medicine, and energy. Brown emphasizes that Republicans can create better energy and monetary policies that lower costs for the production and transportation of goods, so that savings and lower prices are passed on directly to us, the consumers. Thirdly, Brown details his plan to end taxes on tips in the Silver State, a vision that is also part of former President Donald Trump's policy platform. No taxes on tips is a common-sense proposal that will save Nevada families millions in taxes so that your tips can go towards rent, buying a new home, putting food on the table, and providing for your family, Brown's page states. Brown lastly details his plan to eliminate taxes on Social Security and Medicare. When I get to the U.S. Senate, I'll work to save Social Security and Medicare, he writes. Furthermore, I'll work to end taxes on these benefits. You've already paid taxes on them before, you shouldn't be taxed twice.